pandemic is affecting Thanksgiving plans for many families this year. Well, now data experts have created an easy-to-use online tool to give people a quick risk assessment. News Nation reporter Zach Soss is in Huntsville, Alabama, and shows us how it works.
As some plan to jet off for the Thanksgiving holiday, others to drive, some far, many likely nearby to family gatherings, researchers at Georgia Tech University are offering this free tool to help people make informed decisions amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Exactly. It's like fairly difficult for most people to think about what it means when someone says, oh, there are 100,000 COVID infections today. It's really hard to take that number and then directly say, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this activity.
Dr. Arun Shande, a lead developer behind the university's COVID-19 event risk assessment planning tool, using Madison County as an example, the tool showing you'd have an 11% chance of bumping into someone at Thanksgiving with COVID-19 at a 10-person gathering. That likelihood jumps to 26% when you add 15 more people. The more people, the higher the risk, and if you add in extra events.
If you do happen to go to one person's house for one Thanksgiving get-together, and then to another person's house for a second get-together, those risks are additive. It's not like they're two separate events.
After showing the tool to several people in Huntsville's Mid-City District,
I think it could be helpful for people that are nervous about the COVID situation.
I would look at it just for awareness.
Jim Moulton and his wife, Kathy, planning to visit his mother and family for Thanksgiving in Iowa, now with one more safety tool in their back pocket.
We're going to take precautions because if we feel sick before we go, then of course we're not going to travel.
Zach Soss, News Nation, Huntsville.